Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Wednesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. If you've been following Derek Prince Ministries over the last few years, you know that there's been a 15-minute show highlighting the teaching of Derek Prince. This show received tremendous feedback. We heard and received letters from people raving about the impact of this show upon their lives. Well, now, with this new format that you're listening to right now, we're able to be with you every day for 30 minutes, every weekday for 30 minutes, touching your life, sharing testimonies, providing the teaching of Derek Prince. Now, Derek's been in a series these last few days on curses, and it's been so powerful. And today, he's going to talk about something that I'm eager to hear, how to recognize a curse. Derek has described a curse so far. He's even talked about how it can move through generations and through family lines. Today, we're going to learn how to recognize a curse. Let's listen.
From curse to blessing. I'm sharing this week on one of the most important provisions made for us through the sacrificial death of Jesus. It's stated very clearly by the Apostle Paul in Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. I pointed out that the essence of what took place when Jesus died on the cross was a divinely ordained exchange. The evil due by justice to us came upon Jesus, that the good due to the obedience of Jesus might be offered to us. Here is one clear aspect of this exchange. Jesus was made a curse that we might be redeemed from the curse and receive the blessing. Actually, Paul lays great emphasis on the word curse in Galatians 3, verse 13. It occurs three times. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Then he goes on, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. I find that most Christians, wherever I go, do not understand this particular provision made by God, and therefore they have not availed themselves of it. I've pointed out previously that both blessings and curses are real. It's illogical to say that you believe in blessings, but not in curses. That's like saying I believe in day, but not in night, or I believe in heat, but not in cold. Both of them are real. Both are major themes of Scripture. I've explained, too, that they are words charged with supernatural power for good or evil, and once released, they generally continue on from generation to generation until in some way they are revoked or cancelled. Hence, there can be forces at work in our lives that were set in motion in previous generations, even many centuries previously. And I gave two examples in my previous talk from Scottish history of two Scottish clans that had curses pronounced on them, and I met descendants more than three centuries later who were still struggling against the effects of those curses. Today, I'm going to give you guidelines that will help you to recognize if there is a curse at work in your life, and that's extremely important for you. It's very probable that you've been struggling against something which you never really were able to master, and the thing you're struggling against is a curse. And if you only look in your own lifetime, you may not find the cause of it. Therefore, let me give you, first of all, a general picture of what a curse is like. I just use the best kind of descriptive language that I can, and I trust that the Holy Spirit will quicken to you whatever you particularly need to understand. A curse is something like a dark shadow or an evil hand from the past, oppressing, pressing you down, holding you back, tripping you up, and propelling you in a direction you do not really wish to take. I think I'm going to say that again. A dark shadow or an evil hand from the past, oppressing, pressing you down, holding you back, tripping you up, propelling you in a direction you really do not wish to take. Or you could compare it to a negative atmosphere that surrounds you, which seems to be stronger at some times than others, but you're never totally free from it. If I were to choose one key word, it would be the word frustration. For example, you reach a certain level of achievement or progress in your life. You seem to have all the needed qualifications for success, yet something goes wrong. So you start again, you reach the same level, then something goes wrong again. And this seems to be the pattern of your life. And yet there's no obvious reason for it. I cannot tell you how many people I've dealt with who've told me a life story that has that pattern. There can be many different details, but the pattern is there. And then often they will say something like, the same thing used to happen in my father's life. Or I remember my grandfather telling me about this or that. And somehow they're vaguely aware that this thing didn't begin in their own lifetime. This pattern may occur in various areas, in the area of business, personal relationships, especially marriage and family, a career, finance, or health. In all probability, whatever area it may be, that dark shadow or evil hand is a curse over your life, perhaps going back many generations.
You know, as I listen to this teaching by Derek Prince, I'm reminded of the rather crude bumper sticker that says, blank happens, stuff happens. You know, as I listen to Derek teach, I hear him talk about humiliation, failure, sickness, mental problems, family breakdown. If these things just happen and there's no solution, there's no cause, they're just our lot in this life, well, that's horrible news. But if they're a result of curses and curses can be broken, that is indeed good news. Now, we're going to be hearing more from Derek in just a few moments. And later on, we're going to talk about a free resource that has the potential to change your life. So don't go away. We'll hear more in just a moment from Derek Prince.
Could some of the problems you face be the result of a curse? The clear 21st century answer is absolutely yes. In his classic book, Blessing or Curse? You Can Choose, Derek Prince uncovers the reality of curses in today's contemporary life. Chronic illness, accidents, continual financial pressure, strained relationships, and struggles that just won't go away are all possible indications of a curse at work. Step by step, Derek explains how curses start, how they operate, and how to stop them. In this book, you'll read riveting, real-life examples exposing the nature of curses in today's world, and you'll learn how to identify a curse and stop it cold. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Begin a life of liberty. Choose Blessings, 800-448-3261, or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. If you're just joining us, you've come along at a great time. Derek Prince is talking about how to recognize a curse. Now, let's be really honest with ourselves. The whole idea of a curse in our modern world is kind of an odd topic, isn't it? I mean, again, as I've said before, cursing is cussing to us. It's bad language. The idea that in the modern world we can come under a curse, come under some spiritual bondage that affects our lives for the negative, you know, that it may be an odd topic. It may not be something we're used to, but these truths that you're hearing have been mined out of Derek Prince's life. He was set free by applying the truths he's talking to us about. We can be too. It's a very exciting thing to listen to. So even though we're living in our modern world and this may be a foreign concept, let's open our mind to what the Word of God has to say to us. Let's listen now as Derek continues to talk to us about how to recognize a curse.
Now let me give you some specific forms that curses may take. If you want to study blessings and curses in the Bible, there is one chapter above all others that you must turn to and study, and that is Deuteronomy chapter 28. This chapter contains 68 verses. The first 14 verses are blessings, and the remaining 54 verses are curses. And I think anybody that has a problem in this area should take time to study and meditate on and pray over that chapter. I will give you a very brief summation, first of all of the blessings and then of the curses, but I'm not asking anybody to accept my summation. I would prefer that you go to the chapter for yourself and read it through carefully, but this is the summation that I have arrived at. First of all, blessings, exaltation, being lifted up, health, reproductiveness in every area, prosperity, victory, and God's favor. The curses essentially are the opposite. Humiliation, failure to reproduce, and I want to say barrenness in almost any area, is nearly always the outworking of a curse. Failure to reproduce, mental and physical sickness, family breakdown, poverty, defeat, oppression, failure, God's disfavor. In the connection with the blessings, Moses said to Israel, if God's blessing is on your life, you'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be above and not beneath. That's the difference. I ask people many times, now, are you living like a head or a tail? Are you taking the initiative? Are you making the decisions? Or are you just being dragged around like a tail by forces that you have no control over? Are you living above or are you living under? I heard about two Christians once who met one another, and one said to the other, brother, how are you doing? The other one answered, well, under the circumstances, I'm not doing too badly. And the first one said, well, brother, what are you doing under the circumstances? You shouldn't be under the circumstances. If the blessing of God is in your life, you'll be above the circumstances, not under them. Now, all these apply more often to a family, a community, or a nation than an individual. In other words, both blessings and curses are not limited normally to a single individual, but they are related to a family or a community or a nation or sometimes a whole civilization. Now, in dealing with people in this area, and I've had pretty extensive experience, and I tell you what I'm teaching today is out of experience, not theory, I made my own list of curses or indications of curses that I had found in the lives of people. This was done purely on the basis of experience and observation. But I'll just give you my own personal list. It's amazing how close it is to Deuteronomy chapter 28. So I have here seven common indications that there's a curse over a person's life. Number one, mental and or emotional breakdown. Number two, repeated or chronic sicknesses, especially if they're hereditary or without clear medical diagnosis. Number three, repeated miscarriages or related female problems. Number four, the breakdown of marriage and family alienation, where a family falls apart. Number five, continuing financial insufficiency, especially where the income appears to be sufficient. You see, a little with God's blessing does more than a lot with a curse on it. Number six, being accident prone. Oh, how common this is. And number seven, in a family, a history of suicides or unnatural deaths. Now, let me just tell you in closing a little incident that awakened me to this. I had been teaching in a church. I'd come to the end of my preaching. I was standing behind the pulpit, just wondering what to do next. I saw a family, father, mother, and teenage daughter, on the front row on my left. God seemed to say to me, there's a curse over that family. So I walked up to the father and said, sir, God has shown me there's a curse over your family. Would you like me to release you from it in the name of Jesus? He immediately said yes. I stepped back behind the pulpit, said a short prayer, saw a visible physical reaction in each one as I released them from the curse. Then I noticed that the girl, about 18 years old, had her left leg in a cast from the thigh down to the bottom of the foot. So I stepped back and said to the father, would you like me to pray for your daughter's leg? He said, yes. But you need to know she's broken the same leg three times in 18 months, and the doctors say it will not heal. Now, if I heard that today, I'd know immediately a curse. That's unnatural to break the same leg three times in 18 months. So I prayed for the leg, and to cut the story short, next time she went back to the hospital, the leg was healed. But as I meditated on it, I realized that God had shown me there was a curse in that family, because if the curse had not been revoked, the leg would not have been healed. The curse was the barrier to the healing of the leg. And many, many times a curse is a barrier to people receiving healing.
We've been listening to Derek Prince talk about how to recognize a curse. And you know, as I listened to this, I realized that we actually in our modern world do believe in curses, don't we? We've all seen a family where every generation is troubled by the same kind of problem or bondage. We've all seen a person who has some sort of irrational dynamic in their life. As Derek has said, you know, being repeatedly accident prone or just absolutely dominated by sickness. We think in terms of curses, whether we use the word or not. And I'm so thankful that Derek is teaching us the keys to get free from the curses that dominate our lives. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to be talking to somebody very important to this new venture called Derek Prince Legacy Radio, and I know you're going to want to hear him. So stay tuned as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's great to have you with us. My name is Stephen Mansfield, and in the studio today, we have with us Christopher Selby, who's not only the executive producer of our radio show, Derek Prince Legacy Radio, but he's also Derek's grandson. Christopher, great to have you with us.
It's always good to see you, Stephen.
Now, let me ask you the same question that I asked the president of Derek Prince Ministries,
yes.
Dick Leggett. Have you lost your mind? I mean, how in the world can you try to do a radio show perpetuating the teaching of a man who's been dead for years?
Well, in a lot of ways, it might not make a lot of sense, but this was initiated by God, and when he initiates something, he's going to be faithful to guide it and to provide for it all along the way.
You know, as his grandson, I'm wondering if you reflect back on what your grandfather would have thought of this.
Well, I heard him speak on several occasions regarding specifically radio ministry. And he always felt that he could continue to travel around the country, go from here to there, speaking to groups of people, and would only be able to reach so many. But this medium of radio, which he began broadcasting in 1979, through that medium, he's able to reach millions across the country, let alone millions upon millions around the world.
You know, it strikes me that people who are listening who may not be super familiar with what Derek Prince Ministries is doing today may not know that since Derek died in 2003, I mean, the ministry's been pumping thousands of books throughout the world,
yeah.
Broadcast. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening up to this point.
Well, it's remarkable. You know, we trust God, we do, but there's always that unknown. And we wondered what the future would hold when he went home to be with the Lord. And we have seen in these years since he went home that the ministry has grown, expanded, opportunities have become more and more available to us. Particularly, you look around the world, the millions of books distributed in China, in Mandarin. We broadcast radio into China. We broadcast in Arabic to the Arabic-speaking world in the Middle East, in Russian. Books are translated in over 60 languages. So the opportunities throughout the world continue to increase, continue to grow. And it's a tremendous opportunity, a tremendous challenge, and it's incredibly exciting.
In fact, there are actually permanent offices of Derek Prince Ministries in how many cities of the world?
39 different nations.
39. That's you know, it strikes me that that's a larger ministry than many people, than many ministries have with someone who's still alive. I don't mean to be comparing in an unclean sense, but it's interesting that 3 years after Derek's died, he's got a ministry more in the world than many other folks do who, like I say, are still functioning today.
Well, we have, as you say, boots on the ground in places that we're extremely proud of because a lot of them are very closed nations. I mentioned China. India. We have a very strong outreach to India. There is a Derek Prince Ministries office in Nepal, which is shocking.
That's unbelievable.
What a dark and close nation that is. And we have people living in Nepal who are distributing material, Bible teaching about Jesus Christ in that land. It's remarkable.
That's astonishing.
It's only because of God.
Now, we did a 15-minute version of this show for quite some time. And now, of course, this week, we're launching the big 30-minute edition we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
But give us some sense. I had a role in it, but I didn't hear this side of things. And that is the feedback we got on the 15-minute show.
Well, it was tremendous. And, you know, we launched on a handful of stations around the country in a 15-minute format, and immediately began to see tremendous response in this program. Now, the 15-minute program has been airing, as I said, since 1979.
Sure, sure.
But when we went to this format, a 15-minute format of Derek Prince Legacy Radio, with you and with this body of teaching, we began to see an immediate impact on people's lives around the country. So because of that, we really felt, yes, God is definitely in this. God is definitely at work. We see his hand upon this as we begin to expand. And it was a good one of those good faith boosts that you feel, okay, yeah, I can take the next step.
You know, I have to believe that part of this is a theme that I want to continue to keep alive on the show, mm-hmm. and that is that the Derek Prince most folks know from his the time that he was alive and ministering is not necessarily the Derek Prince that we now know because of the biography,
right.
and the way that Derek, in a sense, opened his life in the last year or so to me and to others,
yeah.
Because I wrote the biography. I need to remind our listeners. But there's a new Derek Prince, in a sense. Maybe he wasn't new to you as a grandson, but a Derek Prince that's more relevant, more pertinent to especially the millennials, the Gen Xers, the Gen Ys, mm-hmm. Generation Ys that are out there. Why don't you talk us about that just for a moment?
Absolutely. I'm in my mid-30s, and I feel that, you know, maybe I'm the poster child for, you know, reaching the next generation of believers with the truths that God poured through my grandfather. And I'll tell you, the side of Grandpa that we see in the biography that you wrote is remarkable. It's a side that no one had seen before, including some of us in the family. That it was, in a lot of ways, it was refreshing. It was, mm-hmm. This is the guy that I connect with. This is the guy who it speaks to me. It speaks to me on a personal level.
Well, and of course, that's really applicable to this new generation on the rise, because what I love about them is they want truth, and they're going to roar after it in their amazingly raw way.
Mm-hmm.
And they also know, though, and to put it in blunt language, they know they're screwed up. They know mm-hmm. they're a mess. They know that they're sinners. I mean, they actually wonder why their parents' generation and older generations don't grasp that a bit more firmly and aren't a bit more humble about it. So they know they're a mess. What they want is to get out of their messdom and move on to what they're made to be and fulfill their destiny. It's why films like Forrest Gump and other films are all about destiny, and people flock to them. So it seems to me that it, in a sense, Derek's teaching may be more relevant to this generation than it even has been to earlier ones.
Yes.
Well, Christopher, I know you're going to be involved in the show as executive producer, but I hope you'll come back a lot and talk to us as a grandson, as someone with personal experience with Derek, and give us this perspective. It's very helpful.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Log on to the website. It's very important that you stay connected to this show. You're listening now to something wonderful and historic. I know you're enjoying it and getting a lot of fresh meat, so to speak. But the website is where you can stay connected to Derek Prince Ministries and also stay connected to this radio show. So derekprince.org, and look on the website for the free resource that's being provided called The Divine Exchange, one of Derek's great teaching that really does have the power to impact your life. Well, listen, for Christopher Selby and everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Tune in again tomorrow when the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Blessing or Curse, you can choose for only $14.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. When you do, don't forget to ask for your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, The Divine Exchange. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.